Hi, my name's Rob Chiarelli, and I'm a business and life coach with almost 30 years of sales, marketing, and management experience. My business is Grapes to Grange Business and Executive Coaching, and today we're looking at goal setting, and more specifically, how to succeed at setting meaningful goals and then actually achieving them. American novelist Robert Heinlein is quoted as saying, "In the absence of clearly defined goals, we become strangely loyal to performing daily trivia until ultimately we become enslaved by it." So setting goals is a way about giving clear meaning to your day-to-day activities. Now, did you know that according to the latest statistics, only 20% of the population set goals, and that less than 12% of people who set goals actually achieve them? That means that just 3% of people achieve what they've set themselves to do. Now, the real question is, why is it that if we understand the importance of setting goals, know how to set them, have the right skills and resources to achieve them, but yet only 3% actually succeed? If a single person fails to accomplish whatever they've planned, it can be explained with lack of willpower, focus, consistency, inability to motivate oneself, maybe a tendency to procrastinate, or just picking the wrong goal, for example. But if 97% of the population fails, something must be wrong with the system, not the people who use it. Now, writing goals is actually the easy part. There have been many books, seminars, audio tapes, like this one, setting out exactly the best way of writing your goals. It's asking yourself why they are your goals and putting a system in place to increase your likelihood of reaching them that is the crucial secret to achievement, which I will share with you now. So let's firstly review how to set and write your goals. One of the most common and well-used systems of goal writing, particularly in the business world, is the SMART process. That's an acronym for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Goals are best written so that they describe how the results are to be obtained, how results will be measured, or when the work will be done by. Now, while it's a great process and proven successful if implemented conscientiously, I've found that by actually reversing the order of the elements, you'll actually achieve your goals more consistently. So I call this the TRAMS goal setting system. That's SMART backwards. So let's start with T. T in my model represents the end in mind. Does the goal have an end date by which it seems to be accomplished? Your goal must have a set timeline to give you a clear target to work towards and put your unconscious mind in motion to work on that goal. Something like a specific date, a calendar milestone such as an anniversary, or make it relative to the achievement of another result. By starting with the end in mind, it helps you focus on the end result. The next element is R, and in my model, that stands for resonant. Does the goal resonate with you? Is the goal relevant to you, or are you doing it for someone else? It actually usually only works if you do it for yourself. Does it resonate with your values? Is it something you need to accomplish within your work or personal sphere? Have you accomplished something similar in the past? You must be able to work solo or in a team towards the goal you set. A resonant goal takes into account where you are at the moment and whether the knowledge and skills you need are available or learnable within a certain time frame. Next element is A, and as in the SMART process, this also stands for achievable. Is the goal achievable? Do you have the skills and attitude to complete the goal? Can you keep yourself accountable with action steps that will move you towards the finish line? Do you have the authority or control to meet the goal? Do you have the influence to meet the goal? Do you have the resources to meet the goal? Will your environmental support the achievement of the goal? Fourth element is M for measurable. Make the goal quantifiable so you can see your progress along the way. How will you know if you've met this goal? How can you measure it? Ask yourself such questions as how much, how many, how do I know how I've been doing, and how do I know if I've achieved my goal? Consider how to measure such things as behavior. What actions could you observe? Quantity, whether it's a number or an amount. Quality, what criteria would you measure and what would be like when it's right? For a measure like efficiency, how many resources will be used to get the results you're after? Final part of the goal setting is to make sure the goal is very clear what it needs to be done in distinct action steps. This is the S, or the specific part. You know what the end result will look like and feel like, that it's a goal you want to achieve, one you can achieve, and you know how to measure your progress. So now write down the specific steps. The steps are significant and crucial. You may even need to write a separate TRAMS goal for each specific step. But what exactly and specifically do you want to achieve in your personal life or business? Think about why this is important to you. Okay, so that's what any book or some quick internet searching will show you. And let's now look at how to actually succeed at setting and then achieving your goals. And that's the crucial point, isn't it? It will mean you'll be in that small group of achievers, and that's important. But more important than that is that it means you will be mastering your future. So here are my secrets for achieving your goals. Number one, first, ask yourself why. Why is this my goal? To succeed in achieving your goal, it's crucial that you have ownership of the goal and it represents something important to you. So ask yourself, why is this my goal? Albert Einstein is quoted as saying, if you want to live a happy life, tie it to a goal, not to people or things. So set goals that relate to high priorities in your life. Motivation and positive reinforcement are key factors in the achievement of your goals. The stronger the ownership you have, the bigger the impact it will have on your life, the more value you will assign towards achieving it, and the more thrilled and motivated you will be when you do achieve it, and you will. Secondly, write down your goals. It's been stated that until you commit your goals to paper, you have intentions that are seeds without soil. Writing down your goals makes them real and tangible. You are less likely to forget them, and by having them visible, they will be a constant reminder. Put them up somewhere where you look at it every day. On the bathroom mirror, on the fridge, on your car dashboard, on your desk, anywhere where you will glance at them routinely. Third secret is to write positive, focused goals. Frame your goals positively. Use the term will instead of would like to or might. Frame them about what you will gain rather than what you will lose. The unconscious mind works so much better with positive language. In fact, studies reveal that the unconscious mind filters out negative terms. So write your goals as if you've already achieved them. Instead of I will lose 10 kilograms by Christmas, try instead it's Christmas and I weigh 80 kilograms. Remove the negative or the loss part of the goal and reframe it positively. The fourth secret is to add an emotion to the goal. By adding a feeling to the goal, you add a sense of reality and reward. What will achieving the goal mean for you? As an example, it is Christmas and I weigh 80 kilograms. I've achieved this by walking 30 minutes three times weekly. People around me have noticed and commented on how good I look. I feel great and I'm happy people have noticed and are more confident. I walk around with a big smile on my face. Fifth secret is to break down the goal into steps. Make sure you can break your goal into smaller steps. Too many people fail because they get disheartened by failing to hit a big goal. Break the goal down, make an action plan, and cross the steps off as you achieve them. This helps you realize you're making progress towards your ultimate goal, This is particularly important if it's a big and demanding goal or a long-term one. The Japanese call this Kaizen steps, the term for continuous improvement. I heard an appropriate metaphor recently when somebody asked, how do you eat an elephant? The answer, of course, is one bite at a time. Slow and steady will get you to the finish line. And the final secret is the adage that there is no failure, just feedback. You want goals to represent a stretch target. Not achieving them fully shouldn't be considered a failure. Take it as feedback to reframe the goal into something more attainable. Reach that goal, get into the habit of achievement, and then set yourself a new goal. The positive reinforcement will go a long way towards you getting into that routine of goal setting and achievement. So just to summarise what we've learnt, use the TRAMS process to set your goals. Keep the end in mind. Make sure the goal resonates with you. Make it achievable. Make it measurable. And make it specific. We also shared the secrets to successfully achieving your goals. Ask yourself, why is this your goal? The more personal and the bigger the why, the more likely it is that you'll achieve it. Make sure you write down your goals and look at them daily. Write positively framed goals and avoid negative terms, as if you've already achieved the goal. Add an emotion to the goal. It's a human trait to respond to emotion. Make sure you can break down the goal into steps and make steady progress. And finally, remember, there is no failure, only feedback. So reframe the goal if you're not hitting the mark and revisit the why part of the goal setting to make sure it's as strong and as pertinent to you that it can be. Hope you've learned something new from this audio and that it makes a difference to you. When it does, and I'm sure it will, please share it with family and friends so they too can gain from this information. Thank you for listening.